this MP3 is about ritual magic, sequestering the Kabbalah, which is the basis of all magic, Freemasonry, the entire infrastructure of the West, the satanic religion, which all the Rothschilds, Freemasons, all the movie stars, all the great and the good follow. This is the development of ritual magic, where you actually draw a circle, have a triangle of art in which you manifest the supernatural spirit outside of the circle, have all the paraphernalia on the circle, have your wand and robes and all of that crap, and your pentacle, which you use to control the supernatural spirit. This is all the basis of the ritual magic with the Rothschild royal family use, and the Illuminati use, and the Freemasons use, which has all been superseded by Tim Rifat, the Ipsissimus Psi Lord, who now controls all ritual magic. Basically, you go back to the root of magic, which is, it's all based on the Kabbalistic tree, the Ten Sephiroth, and you go back to the first book of Kabbalah, which is the Sefer Yetzirah. This talks about the creation of the universe, which is the basis of all occultism and controlling it. And what we're going to do is erase Zion and build the Edomic world, in which all occultism is controlled by the great lord Tim Rifat, the Ipsissimus, who has taken over all occult magic. Now, in the Sefer Yetzirah, you have the circles around the world, which is Keter, that's the top Sephiroth. We go down to Chokmah, where we have the Shephliah stone. The circles around the world inputted into the Shephliah stone to produce water, which, of course, is the life force. This is still in the supernal triangle, which is the non-manifest part of the universe. We then go into Binah, which is the dark Sephiroth, where the fire is generated from the water, which then produces the seven Sephiroth of manifestation, which are now controlled by the seven psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals, which, thanks to my enemies, have been fully powered up and are now have now taken over the seven lower Sephiroth. What we're going to do is take over the entire Sefer Yetzirah, the entire creation of Zion, Edomize it, so now we're in control. To do this, you need an orb, which controls the circles around the world, Keter. There are four orbs available. There's the Golden Age, Silver Age, Bronze Age, or Iron Age, Kali Yugna. Orbs which control the type of manifestation you want. If you want to live in a mansion protected from the outside world, basically a little heaven among a world gone mad, you want the Golden Age. If you want, like me, to be in among the action, brutalizing the survivors of Zion, then you want the Iron Age orb. So you basically tune what sort of manifestation you want. If you want to let Total Intent choose it for you, you want the Total Intent orb, which is available for $1,000. So you can actually tune the universe that you manifest for yourself with the four orbs. You then get a picture of the Kabbalistic tree, which should be the right way, which is the Binah down to a Hod left pillar. That should be on your right-hand side when you're facing it, not the way it's put in books, which is on the left-hand side, because that is the wrong way and is done so that everyone who practices Kabbalistic magic is just a scapegoat bitch for the Jews. So you want the Kabbalistic tree with the left-hand pillar, which is the evil side, on the right-hand side of the page. If you can't get this, I recommend you get the A.E. Waite book, The Holy Kabbalah, where the Kabbalistic tree is drawn in the right manner. You then, to practice ritual magic, put the orb on Keter. You put the Shethliya stone on Chokma, and you've now got Dat, which is death. This, of course, is the Atlantis, anti-Atlantis stone, because we know Viecha is going to be dropped. This will destroy the eastern seaboard of America, destroy Western Europe, and produce a new Atlantis. We know the BBC have got a new Atlantis serial to try and drain off the sublime good from all the BBC viewers to try and protect the UK, which has now been totally sequestered by the anti-Atlantis stone, which, of course, should be inputted on a little map of Viecha, which is the most westerly of the Canary Islands, where at least a gigaton of rock is overhanging the Atlantic. And when that's dropped, the thousand-foot tidal wave will create a new Atlantis, destroying Zion, the West, completely exterminating Western Europe with all the Fukushima nuclear reactor clones, completely destroying the eastern seaboard of America with Fukushima clones, and inducing race war across the entirety of Zion. So if you've got pounds, euros, and dollars, I recommend you get rid of them instantly, buy gold and silver or yuan, because, of course, the West is doomed. The anti-Atlantis stone, of course, induces this new Edomic reality. This should be put in the Dat position, which lies between Chokma and Binah, to build the new occult ritual sequestration engine. Next, the water coming out of the Shethliya stone, of course, is the anti-Atlantis stone. Then we get the water turning into fire, which happens in Binah. And, of course, this is the black mother of all the demons. And, of course, we have Baroness Rothschild, totally sequestered, totally Edomized, totally vampirized. So you just put the vampire crystal, which you have got, on a picture of Baroness Rothschild, or any listings of her on Google, in order to activate that. And then the seven lower Sephiroth, you just put your seven psychotronic crystals on those seven Sephiroth, and Bob's your uncle. You now have the new Sephir Yetzirah, the Edom Sephir Yetzirah, which totally sequesters all magic, because all magic is based on the Kabbalistic tree. Takes it over. You now have the occult engine, which gives you the ability to manifest anything you like, to manifest yourself as a fully protected billionaire from the evils of the world's gold. If you want to get into business and manage and have a huge corporation, that's the silver orb. The bronze orb is if you wish to rule and take over everyone around you. And the Iron Age orb is if, like myself, you're going to reboot the SS and go around torturing and murdering people in the most horrendous and evil manner. That, of course, is the Iron Age orb. And if you want to follow Total Intent and get the hell out of Dodge using the energy of the destroyed universe of Zion, that's the Total Intent orb. So you can see it's fully tunable. You've got five orbs, which, of course, fully sequester the Pentagon. The Pentacle, which, of course, is the basis of Satanism. We know that five is the number of Elohim, which, of course, links up to the Kabbalistic tree. So that totally sequesters Elohim. The circles come from Elohim, which then goes into Sabaoth, and etc. etc. up, and that, of course, is sequestered by this ritual. And we know that Adonai, from which all this filth comes, is totally sequestered, and you can buy the services to sequester that. If you wish to add to this rebooting, this reinventing of ritual magic. But all ritual magic has now been sequestered. You simply get your Kabbalistic tree with the left pillar on the right side facing you. Put the orb you wish to manifest the universe in the mold off on the top, Keter. Put the Shethliah stone on Chokmah. Have the Anti-Atlantis stone, which of course is the total inundation of Zion by Viecha, on Dat, which of course is the death Sephiroth, the 11th Sephiroth of death, which opens the gateway to all the old Edomic worlds where the Jew and the Jew God were tortured eternally, which allows Amalek to wander through. Amalek then possesses Binah, the archetype of which above is Lilith, the archetype below, of course, is Baroness Rothschild. These run the bird's nest, so that's fully sequestered. And the seven Sephiroth beneath are the realm of manifestation. And you can put your psychotronic generator crystals, the seven psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals, on that to tune it as you want. You can then type in all occult rituals, get whatever occult ritual you want. Downloaded, get any occult ritual out of the book, stick it on the bottom underneath Malkuth, which is the Klepothic realm, and that basically means you sequester that magic ritual, take it over. You don't have to do it, you simply stick it under Malkuth, and remember, behind Malkuth, the lower bride, lies Amalek. And by doing this ritual, you inject Amalek into that ritual to fully sequester, possess any satanic spirit you wish to call up to take over the ritual. So this basically reinvents magic. Every magic ritual is fully poisoned, sequestered, edomized by this ritual. Amalek is ingested by the supernatural spirit to possess the supernatural spirit, take it over and make it your bitch. This, of course, reinvents the Faustian Pact. You simply put Faustian Pact on a bit of paper underneath the Malkuth, where you can have your psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, which, of course, can be tuned for psychic powers if you want to bleed that supernatural spirit of psychic powers, psychic protection if you want to force it to protect you, health if you wish to force it to give you good health, love if you wish to get the love of some bitch or bitch, male or female, luck if you wish your reality to be tuned where you always win, anti-aging if you wish to become youthful again, money if you wish to get money from sequestering that magic ritual. You've got all these magic rituals in the Necromonicon, in all the old grimoires, all of them are fully sequestered. You stick them on the bottom of your Kabbalistic tree with the crystals, upside down, of course, because it's clipothic. So you simply can print them out, get the books, stick them upside down, and then on top of that, you can have the Faustian Pact, where you put whoever you wish to burn in hell, have their souls sold for your power, simply is put, you put their name on a bit of paper, upside down, and stick it on top of the occult ritual, which is in Goethe's Faustus, and automatically that will then put the soul of that bitch forcibly into hell with the Faustian supernatural spirits as well. That will stick them into hell, and you can do that to as many people as you like, from Obama, Cameron, Bernanke, Diamond, you name it. All of them can be thrust into hell by this ritual. So you can actually see this set of psychotronic generator psychotronic crystals, which take over, sequester the Sephir Yetzirah, actually takes over all occult magic, from high magic down to low magic. The Elohim, which link into the circles around the world and were controlling them, are blocked out now because the Wicker Man, Tom Christo, put all the Elohim Grail patterns into a Grail stone, a Grail orb, and shattered it, breaking the link with Elohim, which meant that I could now fully control the Kabbalistic tree, the Edomic Sephir Yetzirah, and simply put, using these protocols, you can control all occultism. Just get any occult ritual, any occult book, stick it upside down at the bottom of your psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal tree of Edom, and that ritual will be done for you, and the supernatural spirits will be cast into the Omega Hells on Earths, so you don't have to sell your soul to get magical power. In Amalek magic, you sell the supernatural spirits into eternal torment, and you get the power. Basically, it's the ultimate sequestration of magic. You don't give your soul to supernatural spirits for material power. You sell the supernatural spirits to Amalek and eternal torture, and you get the power. And you can do that to any human you like. You can try it with me, but of course that will automatically sell you into Omega Hells on Earths for my godhood. Because remember, he who incepts magic controls it. So I have full spectrum dominance over all magic, like I've got full spectrum dominance over Psy, like I've got full spectrum dominance over the far future technology, over reality control. And I'm just allowing you to join in this new takeover of all occultism, because, of course, the new occultism is controlled by the Edomic Sephir Yetzirah. So you need an orb, Shephelia stone, Atlantis stone, anti-Atlantis stone, Vampire stone, which controls Binar, seven psychotronic generator crystals. And then you just print out any occult ritual you like, upside down, takes it over, sticks all the supernatural spirits automatically into the new bird's nest where they're tortured for your beatification. All the good things in life come to you, and all the sins that you sin are downloaded onto them, so they suffer for it. So this is basically the takeover of all occultism by the Psy Lord, Tim Riefat. And, of course, you can actually add to it by putting the bone generators of the Shephelia stone, the orbs, psychotronic crystals on to redouble it. You can also upload it to the psychotronic generator computer network by taking digital photos of it and then uploading it. And every time you wish to do a ritual, you just upload the picture with whatever grimoire, magical ritual you've taken over, sequestered, or any bitch, just attached to the bottom of the tree, the Malkuth, upside down. So you can actually see this is a revolution in ritual magic. You don't have to sell your soul. You don't have to give any energy or lifeblood. You don't have to pledge yourself to Satan. Satan, in fact, is the bitch of the Psylord Tim Riefat. And you can put Satan upside down in Malkuth and sell Satan to eternal torture and put the Satanist there so that all the Satanists who pledged themselves to Satan now are burning in the new hell, the new Omega Hell, Omega Hells on Earth, for your godhood, which means all the film stars, all the Jewish bankers, all the eyes wide shut crowd who sold their souls to Satan for the good things in life, automatically have their world destroyed, and they are tortured to death and tortured eternally. So you get all the good things in life, and you can see that the dropping of Viecha, the destruction of the West, will automatically do this. Thank you very much.